Well, welcome to another motivational interview. I'm Wayne Kelly. Now, today I have Bruce Lee on the phone, and I know your eyebrows are starting to raise going, Bruce Lee? Well, Bruce Lee is from Calgary. He's a speaker, a strategist, and a business performance and employee advancement coach. Bruce is also an adventure seeker. He's been on TV shows. He's been a background actor in movies, like 19 movies, and he even took a little bit of time to write a book. And his new book is called Why Trust Me? Making Trust Your Competitive Edge. Put the power of trust to work for you, your team, and your customers. Joining me on the line from Calgary, Bruce Lee. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Wayne. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
Hey, great to have you on the show today. I'm looking through this bio and I go, if you're a strategist, a performance coach, an advancement coach, and an adventure seeker, how did you ever find time to write a book?
On vacation in Mazatlan is when the majority of it got written and then updated over the last year and a half.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what it means to trust these days.
Well, you know, what's interesting is over the last, I'll just say 3-4 years, you know, and especially since the financial meltdown in 2008-2009, what I've found from clients is that the biggest issue they have is trust in the employees of them. You know, if you recall back in those days, you know, people were being let go for no fault of their own. They couldn't trust the organization. It became a huge issue. And books have come out about it, you know, such as Stephen Covey's The Speed of Trust and others that talk about it, that what I found and from a lot of the training is that when you trust who you work with and for, so be it direct supervisors, co-workers, management, the leadership team, the direction, the vision, you are fuller when it comes to being engaged, committed, you bring your best, you have more energy, you bring all your new ideas, you're always looking at a way to improve the organization. But when you lose the trust, you don't care. So it could be you're there just for the paycheck, or you're always second-guessing, you're wondering what people's hidden agendas are or what their motives are, and you don't really give as much as you can to it. So trust is really a productivity factor. So how I like to position is trust creates energy, which creates speed, which creates productivity, which creates profitability. And it can be utilized properly, if you saw the back cover of the book, as a way to fast-track your career, because you're going to do those extra things, go the extra mile, you know, be known as being a reliable go-to person. You know, understand that you have what I call the number one reason for reading the book is to become trustworthy, which means people get that you have integrity. You won't be compromised. You'll do the right thing. You'll be fair. You'll do things on time. No hidden agendas. No reneging on contracts. And just being the best you can be when it comes to your performance and your reliability, which gives you that reputation.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you're talking there, I'm starting to kind of get a little worried that we have to be teaching people about integrity. We have to teach people about being trustworthy. You know, if they're hired at a company, they're hired for a job, they're in their own relationships, that we have to be really promoting trustworthiness. Do you find this concerning yourself?
Oh, for sure, because, you know, and you can tell, there's two ways of looking at this topic of trust. There's interpersonal relationships, which could be personal, you know, so be with your spouse, your significant other. And I think a lot of people can relate to that one, that you know, when things are new, you trust what that person's doing and everything's great. But then when something changes, so be how they communicate or what they do or they turn up later or they hide things, well, all of a sudden, you know, you don't trust them, and it really changes your how you look at them and how you deal with them. And so it kind of relates to that. Well, let's take it a step further. Elections, politicians, you know, you may support them or the party initially, but also when they start reneging on their promises, which I think is just about every party, you know, and I've worked on a lot of campaigns, you know, and what I've always enjoyed is saying, well, let's pick what we want to stand for, let's be known for that. But the problem with a lot of politicians is, you know, they don't live up to the commitments for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. They don't stand up for it. They don't really represent their constituents. So we stop trusting our politicians, and we get really cynical. You know, and I guess you always have to look at the U.S. election right now. But a good example would be, you know, the Alberta election last year. You know, the Alberta electorate lost trust in the government because they called an election that wasn't necessary. And guess what? They lost the election.
No, they didn't just lose it. It was a landslide, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
you know, and a party that shouldn't have gotten elected got elected, and we're paying the price for that now. And, you know, so I think we can all relate to either the personal example or the political example, but then we have the more important one, the where we live every day, the business world, you know, who we do business with or don't. And what I like to say is, if you know, and a third of the book is really devoted to trust as a customer service component, because when you trust the company you're dealing with, you will recommend them, you'll refer them, you keep going back to them. But if, again, if they start reneging on their contracts, on their quality, on their commitments, on their promises, we will go out of our way to make sure they're not in business.
Yeah.
So really, everything from our personal relationships to political success to business is based on this attribute I call trust. Do we trust people or not? So it's really about being consistent, living up to your word, doing what you say you're going to do, even if it's going to cost you.
Yeah. What would be maybe three things people could take away from this book about why trust me?
I would say the most important thing is to keep your word. When you know, your word is your bond, to quote James Bond. But it's about making sure that you do what you say you're going to do, and you do it on time, and you, if you can, exceed the expectation. The second thing is understanding that it's your reputation that matters, and how people see you based on what you say you're going to do. And the third thing is you know, think about, well, who do you recommend or refer or do business with, and why do you trust them? In the back of the book, there's a neat little self-test about, you can compare it with somebody else and saying, well, who do you trust and why? So under a range of businesses, or if you're, there's a lot of self-tests in the book saying, well, who would you recommend or rate, or, you know, how would you, and what is the attribute, what is the characteristic that matters to you? And it starts saying a lot about you. When you look at why it is you want to do business with these people or not do business with them, you know, I'll go out of my way to send letters of complaint and letters of praise. You know, if I think it's right, because some businesses need to know there's an issue. And if you, for example, if you make a complaint, you might be surprised by how they recognize you for bringing that to their attention, and then you become a raving fan. And so one of the books I always recommend is Raving Fans, you know, by Sheldon Bowles, as to understand how you want to position yourself, and that's what creates the trust as well. So what's interesting about the book is I talk about countries that were trusted, now they can't be trusted. For example, Russia, you know, right after the Olympics, you know, the invasion of Crimea, or Greece, you know, how they want us to, you know, pay for their retirement packages, or North Korea or Iran, you name it. Or if you look at people like Brian Williams or Volkswagen or Toyota or Takata airbags, you know, there's all sorts of, or Bill Cosby, you know, there's all sorts of people and countries in the news today that go, we can't trust them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good points. If people want more information, where do they go?
Well, right now, because the book is just being printed for the first time, and so it'll be on the Lulu site, or they can just contact me or go to my website, BruceLeeSpeaker.com.
Fascinating. It's a very cool book, and hopefully everybody can check it out. Bruce, thanks so much for your information today.
Wayne, it's been great chatting with you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Terrific. Well, there you go. Thanks very much for being on Motivational Interviews. And again, the book is Why Trust Me, Making Trust Your Competitive Edge. My guest today, Bruce Lee, and you can learn more at BruceLeeSpeaker.com.